It's been a quite a season, baseball season here in Cardinal country this year, with the accolades for those senior members of the ball club, and in particular Albert Pujols. And I was at the ball game Friday night and was struck that he still gets a standing ovation every game, the crowd, showing their appreciation for this literally once-in-a-lifetime kind of player that we've been privileged to watch. Tony La Russa was once asked what set Albert Pujols apart, what made him so great, what made his career just so enduring for all these years. And he said, you know, it's interesting, every year when Albert showed up for spring training, he would remark to the manager, I need to make this team. Now, this is one of the greatest players ever, but he had this attitude every year. He took nothing for granted. He didn't just kind of settle for coasting now that he'd made it so well. But he had this kind of insatiable drive, this fire within him, to continue to pursue greatness and to strive always to be better. That drive for success and greatness, I think it finds its way into different aspects of our culture. Maybe we see it in youth sports even, you know, the so-called select teams and whatnot. We see it maybe in students who strive to do their best in grade school and then high school and then college so that they can get into the school of their choice and then get the career they want. And certainly there's a lot of pressure in the work world to always be striving for more, to climb the corporate ladder, to get that next raise and that next promotion, which is all well and good as far as it goes. There's nothing wrong with striving to be excellent at the things that we do, guarding, of course, always against pride in our lives. But I was thinking about these things and about our readings this weekend, and it left me wondering why it seems so few in our world have that same insatiable drive to be truly great at what matters more than anything, our faith. For all of these other things, of course, are passing. They come and go. But you and I, we were called into existence of God and created to become saints, created for heaven, created for greatness in that sense. The poet Charles Peguy famously said, life holds but one tragedy ultimately, not to have been a saint. Why is it that when it comes to religion, we so often easily kind of settle for the minimum? What's the least effort I can put forth and kind of eke my way into heaven, right? Just at least make it there. Rather than having in us this insatiable drive to be truly great in what matters to God. That's what today's readings invite us to. That letter to the Hebrews, these beautiful words of encouragement, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us. And those striking words of our Lord himself in the gospel, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Are our hearts on fire? Are they blazing? Are we resisting sin to the point of shedding blood, as the second reading said? Are we running the race? Or are we okay with just doing enough? Am I satisfied with checking off the boxes that will be enough to keep me out of hell, rather than striving for that greatness that our Lord calls us to? Think about how God himself saved us. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And as we say every week in the Creed, it was for us men and for our salvation that he came down from heaven. He came among us to save us. Theologians comment that because Jesus is the almighty, ever-living, infinite God, one single drop of his precious blood would have been enough to save the world. But that wasn't enough for Jesus. He didn't come among us and say to himself, what's the least I can do to save the world? No. He went so far beyond that bare minimum. He wanted there to be no doubt about the depths of his love for us and the lengths to which he would be willing to go to save us. So he poured out every drop of his precious blood on the cross. What an amazing gift from God himself. And so what about us? You know, the church outlines very clear for us kind of the bare minimum requirements for our faith. We call them the precepts of the church. Are you familiar with these? There are five of them. The first is that obligation to come to Mass on Sundays and holy days. The second is going to confession at least once a year. The third is receiving Holy Communion at least once a year during the Easter season. The fourth is those prescribed days of fasting and abstinence. And the fifth, providing for the material needs of the church according to our ability. So that's a good kind of minimum bar for us. And if we're not fulfilling all of these, that's the place to start, certainly. But if we are, why not ask, what more can I do to show my love for God? Can I pray more or fast more or study more about my faith or do more works of charity for the poor? Give more of my time, talent, and treasure to the church? How can I strive not just for enough, but for true greatness? The second reading spoke to us about this great cloud of witnesses who urge us on. These are the saints, the men and women that the church holds up to inspire us, much like Albert Pujols inspires a little leaguer. Even if we feel like a little leaguer in our faith, the saints are meant to urge us on. Do you know about Saint Junipero Serra? He was one of that great cloud of witnesses in our own country. He was born in Spain, but entered the Franciscans and became a missionary to the United States. He made the long journey to California, where he founded over 20 missions. Names familiar to us like San Diego and Santa Clara. And he baptized thousands in the course of his work, so many converts. He had this wonderful motto, siempre adelante. See, I can speak Spanish too, it's not just Father Herson. Siempre adelante, which means always forward. He had this drive within him. His heart was blazing, and he was never satisfied. He was always looking for what's next? What more can I do for the Lord? How can I serve him and his people better? He allowed Jesus to set his heart on fire, and nothing was too much in his mind for the Lord. So today, as every Sunday, as the heart of Jesus ablaze with love is made present for us here on our altar, as we adore him in the Holy Eucharist and receive him in Holy Communion, let's ask him to set our hearts on fire and ablaze with divine love. Let us rid ourselves of every burden of sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. St. Patrick, pray for us.